I want to thank you all for your faithful participation in worship this morning.
首先我要谢谢大家这么忠心的在敬拜跟我们一起敬拜神。
Your participation makes this a greater experience for us all.
因着大家在敬拜中的参与使我们的敬拜成为一个美好的经历。
Something of the wonder of Christian fellowship.
这就是基督徒中间彼此交通的一个美妙。
I want to read a little bit from Matthew chapter 5.
首先让我们来读马太福音第五章。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
第五章第三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
And we could continue in this precious passage, the great Beatitudes of the Sermon on the Mount.
我们可以继续来看这个登山宝训中这个宝贵的八福的教训。
There is something wonderfully counterintuitive about many of these Beatitudes.
在这里的八福呢，有好几个福呢，对我们来说是有悖我们的常理和判断的。
To speak of the blessing of those who are poor in spirit, that's counterintuitive.
比方说虚心的人或是邻里贫穷的人有福了，这对我们来说好像不合常理。
Blessed are the mourners and the meek and the hungry, really?
而且那些哀痛的人有福了，温柔的人有福了，还有饥饿的人有福了，是真的这样子的吗？
But surely the last one is the most unexpected.
但是最后一个福是我们最出乎我们意料之外的。
In verse 10 it says, Blessed are the persecuted.
第十节说，为义受逼迫的人有福了。
That's an extraordinary thought.
这是一个很不平凡的想法。
Blessed are those who do what is right and get punished for it.
换句话说，他的意思就是说，那些做对的人，但是却受了因为他们的善行而惩罚，这些人有福了。
The intuitive maxim would be something like, those who do right will be rewarded and blessed, and those who do evil will be punished and will suffer.
我们一般可以接受的格言呢，都是那些行善的，他们会得着赏赐，而且他们会蒙福。那些作恶的呢，他们会受罚，他们会受苦。
And then in the next couple of verses, the Lord continues his words, Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
在我们继续看十一、十二节，我们看见耶稣继续说，人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样坏话毁谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们之前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
According to Open Doors, there were 2,123 Christians that were killed worldwide in 2013 for their faith.
照着那个 Open Door， 他们是一个网站，是专门记载有关基督徒在现代受逼迫的情形。照着他们的统计呢，在2013年，全世界有2123个基督徒，他们因着他们的信仰而被杀。
That's about 177 per day.
差不多一天呢，就有177位殉道。
That's up from about 100 per day the year before.
那这之前2012年呢，差不多100位殉道每天。
They tell us that in Syria and in Nigeria, whole villages of Christians have been slaughtered by Muslim warriors.
目前呢，在叙利亚还有在奈及利亚，常常都有整村的基督徒被回教徒谋杀。
When our brothers and sisters in North Korea are caught carrying a Bible, it is grounds for execution or a lifelong political prison sentence.
在北韩，如果一个基督徒，一位弟兄或姐妹，他们被抓到，他们拥有一本圣经的话，他们会被他们会被处死刑或是无期徒刑。
It is estimated that 50,000 to 70,000 of our brothers and sisters live in concentration camps in North Korea, prisons, prison-like circumstances.
目前估计呢，大概有5万到7万的基督徒弟兄姐妹们，他们在北韩，他们或者是被监禁在监狱里，或是在集中营。
Muslims went on a rampage in Egypt and destroyed at least 200 buildings owned by Christians, including churches and Christian bookstores.
在埃及，那些回教徒呢，他们也毁坏了差不多200个基督徒的建筑物，可能有一些是教堂，也有一些是图书馆。
One of our sisters in Pakistan, a woman named Azia Bibi,has been convicted of blasphemy and sentenced to die.
在巴基斯坦，我们的一位姐妹，她的名字叫 Asia Bibi， 她呢就被判刑，因为她亵渎，说亵渎的话，她被这样子的判刑。
When a local governor defended her, he was murdered, and his murderer is now hailed as a hero and has had a mosque named after him.
当地有一个官长，他想要为这位姐妹辩护。但是他因为想要为他辩护，他就被谋杀了。那谋杀他的人呢，现在被称为英雄，而且在当地建了一个清真寺来纪念这位英雄。
Jesus sent out his disciples with this kind of preparation from Matthew chapter 10, verse 17. Beware of men, for they will hand you over to the courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will even be brought before governors and kings for my sake as a testimony to them and to the Gentiles.
耶稣在马太福音第十章十七节那边，他也这样子的预备门徒的心。他对他们说，你们要防备人，因为他们要把你交给公会，也要在会堂里鞭打你们，并且你们要为我的缘故被送到诸侯君王面前，对他们和外邦人做见证。
And the Lord's words continue in verse 21 of that chapter. A brother will betray a brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death, and you will be hated by all because of my name.
耶稣继续在21节说，弟兄要把弟兄，父亲要把儿子送到死地。儿女要与父母为敌，害死他们，并且你们要为我的名被众人恨恶。
Why will they do this?
他们为什么要这么做呢？
Because they are wolves.
因为他们都是狼。
Wolves prey on sheep.
狼就是要抓羊。
There is no legitimate reason, it just happens.
并没有一些合理的原因，就是这样子会发生的。
Elsewhere we hear from the Lord,They will say all manner of evil against you falsely.
就像主耶稣说，他们会捏造各样的坏话毁谤你们。
They will manufacture vicious, false accusations.
他们会捏造各样的假见证，各样邪恶的谎言。
This is happening among our brothers and sisters around the world today.
今天在全世界，许许多多的基督徒就是受这样子的逼迫。
And it's getting worse.
而且这个情形越来越严重。
We must not deceive ourselves in view of the fact that there is little overt persecution in our state and our county.
因着我们现在在我们所住的地方、所住的国家，我们极少受到公开的逼迫，我们就不要想说这些事情就没有发生。
We too are surrounded by wolves.
其实我们周围呢也是有许多的狼。
We must not be so naive as to let ourselves believe that the people we know could never be that savage and unfeeling and wolf-natured.
我们不应该这么天真，想我们周围的人 永远都不可能成为那么野蛮或是那么冷酷，有这种做出像狼一般的事情。
The Lord warned that we, His children, will be betrayed by family members and for no good reason.
因为主耶稣早就警告我们，我们会被我们的家人出卖，而且不是，而且没有什么合理的原因。
Maybe the only reason you and I have not been so attacked at this point is that there's still enough societal sanctions in our part of the world that they know they couldn't get away with it.
或许我们现在没有受到其他弟兄姐妹在其他的地方的这样子的逼迫和攻击，是因为我们现在的社会还有一些制裁，使那些人不敢这样子的做。
Accounts of persecution fill the Bible from the beginning to the end.
我们可以在圣经里面，从圣经的起头到尾，我们都可以看见许许多多受逼迫的事。
Why did Abel die? Persecution.
为什么亚伯死呢？他也是受了逼迫。
The book of Acts is filled with accounts of persecution, beginning in chapter 4 and almost constantly to the end of the book.
使徒行传里面充满了基督徒受逼迫的记载，差不多从第四章开始一直到结束。
It is as if the author is telling us, persecution is the norm, it is the rule, it is not the exception.
就好像这个作者呢，他想要告诉我们，基督徒受逼迫是正常的事情，这是基督徒的一个原则，这不是一件例外。
The first two accounts of persecution in the book of Acts are in chapters 4 and 5. And do you know why the apostles were persecuted?
那最早记载在《使徒行传》的受逼迫的记载呢，就是在第四章和第五章。你知道那个时候使徒们为什么受逼迫吗？
Did they violate somebody's person or property?
是不是他们侵犯了什么人或是他们的财产呢？
In chapter 3, they healed a lame man.
在第三章我们看见使徒们不过就是医治了一个瘫子。
They spoke words then giving credit to Jesus who was raised from the dead.
他们医治了这瘫子之后，就把荣耀归给神，并且宣称耶稣是弥赛亚，他已经从死里复活。
And for that, they got arrested and threatened.
就是因为这样子，他们被逮捕，而且他们被恐吓。
Shortly after, in chapter 5, let me read for you from verse 14, Acts chapter 5, verse 14. More and more believers in the Lord, multitudes of men and women were constantly being added to their number.
那现在在《使徒行传》第五章十四节，信而归主的人越发增添，连男带女很多。
And in the next couple of verses, we read of their, quote, crimes.
然后呢，我们就看见下面几节呢，这就是使徒们他们所犯的罪。
Verse 15, the people were carrying their sick out into the streets and laying them on cots and pallets, so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on any of them. And the people from the cities in the vicinity of Jerusalem were coming together, bringing people who were sick and afflicted with evil spirits, and everyone was being healed.
第十五节、十六节，甚至有人将病人抬到街上，放在床上和褥子上，指望彼得过来的时候，或者得他的影儿照在什么人身上。还有许多人带着病人和被污鬼缠磨的，从耶路撒冷四围的城邑来，全都得了医治。
Those were their crimes.
这些就是使徒们所为他们犯的法。
So in verses 17 and 18, it says, the high priest and all his associates, the sect of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They went out and arrested the prophets, the apostles, and put them in a public jail.
所以呢，第十七节我们就看见大祭司和他的一切同人，就是撒都该教门的人都起来，满心记恨，就下手拿住使徒，收在外监。
And at the end of that episode, we learned that the apostles were beaten.
后来呢，我们就看见这些使徒们，他们被抓起来以后就被打。
It was soon after that that Stephen angered the leaders of Israel. He stood up for Jesus, and the Jews stoned him to death.
这之后呢，我们就看见斯提凡，他为了为他的信仰站住而被石头打死。
You remember the words of Jesus in John chapter 15, if the world hates you, remember that it hated me first.
这时候我们就要纪念主耶稣他在约翰福音十五章说的，这世界恨我，因为他们在恨你，这世界会恨你，但是在恨你以先，他们已经先恨了我。
And he adds to that, if they persecuted me, they will persecute you also.
然后主耶稣说，他们既然逼迫我，他们也会逼迫你们。
Did you realize that the most important, greatest passage in the Bible on charitable giving, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, is actually concerning an offering to be given to suffering, persecuted Christians.
你知道吗？在圣经里面有关供给和捐书的教导，最重要的这些经文呢，是在哥林多后书八章和九章。而这时候呢，保罗其实是在讲帮助、帮补那些受逼迫的基督徒。
Paul was highly exercised about generating, about promoting a generous offering to alleviate the suffering of brothers and sisters who are being persecuted in Jerusalem.
所以在哥林多后书第八章和第九章那边，其实保罗是在要求这些基督徒呢，他们在爱心里和并且很慷慨的来奉献给这些基督徒，他们正在耶路撒冷受逼迫。
Whatever else we do with our charitable giving, and we should be charitable and generous, one of the top biblical priorities is this, to give to our suffering brothers and sisters around the world, helping to soften and mitigate the suffering of persecuted Christians.
是的，我们在捐书的事情上，我们必须要有爱心，而且必须要慷慨。但是在照着圣经上来说，这个优先顺序呢，我们必须先把我们捐书的事情放在帮助那些在全世界各地受逼迫的基督徒，所以我们的捐书、我们的给予可以使他们的受苦能够减缓、减轻。
The climactic book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, is about the second coming.
这圣经中最高峰的一本书就是启示录，它讲到主耶稣的再来。
And it's about persecution.
那本书也是讲到受逼迫。
You know that the main message of Revelation is that Jesus is coming back to claim his crown and that it is his by right.
我们知道在启示录最主要的一个主题呢，就是耶稣基督还会再来，而且他会受冠冕，在受冠冕而作王，因为这是他应得的。
Jesus will rule this planet forever.
耶稣会在地上作王，直到永远。
But along with that, Revelation warns that persecution is inevitable.
但是同时呢，启示录也告诉我们，基督徒受逼迫是难免的。
The church in Smyrna is encouraged to be faithful until death.
士美那的教会呢，就在这里得到了一个忠告，而且得到一个鼓励，要他们忠心至死。
The book of Revelation predicts in chapter 11 the specific future event of two witnesses, one who is like Moses, one who is like Elijah, who in the last days before Jesus' return will preach to Israel for 3.5 years with special divine protection.
在启示录第十一章第三节到第十节那边，我们看见圣经记载了有两个见证人，一个像摩西，一个好像以利亚。他们呢要在末世的时候，在耶稣还没有回来以前，要向以色列传道3年半，但是他们传道的期间呢，会受到神特别的保护。
But at the end of that time, God will remove the special protection and allow their enemy to succeed in what he had been intending all along. He will cause their deaths.
但是三年半之后呢，神就会挪去对他们的神圣的保护。这个时候呢，他们的仇敌就要得胜，他们的仇敌就要对他们做出仇敌一直想要做的事，就是杀害他们的性命。
That villain, the Antichrist, will also demand all loyalty to himself. This according to chapter 13.
在启示录第十三章，那个同样的仇敌呢，那个敌基督，他也会要求所有的人来向他效忠，而不是向耶稣效忠。
So that any who resist, he will persecute even to death if they refuse to renounce their loyalty to King Jesus and bow to him instead.
一切不愿意 向敌基督效忠，而不愿意放弃他们对耶稣的效忠，对耶稣的敬拜的人呢，都会受逼迫而致死。
In Revelation chapter 12, we are taught that Satan is and always has been murderously opposed to Jesus and his followers.
在启示录第十二章，我们看见，撒旦他一直都是这么的逼迫杀害，并且抵挡耶稣的，还有耶稣的门徒。
That seems to say that the only reason you and I have not yet been killed for our faith is that God has been protecting us.
这样子看来，唯一的理由我们如今还没有因着我们的信仰被杀，是因为神仍然在保护我们。
Satan is looking for an angle all the time to destroy you.
但是撒旦在找各样各样的机会要来杀害你。
Revelation 12 describes him as a dragon who, like the most savage of beasts, sought to kill the baby Jesus.
在启示录十二章，我们看见撒旦好被比喻好像一个非常非常凶猛的一条龙。他在找各样的方式要来杀害圣婴耶稣。
You remember the act of King Herod at the time of Jesus' birth, how that he ordered the slaughter of babies.
Matthew
chapter 2.
就好像在马太福音第二章，我们看见希律王他就是要找各样的方式来杀害圣婴耶稣。
Revelation goes on to describe how that Satan was then kicked out of heaven, and when he was so kicked out, he turned his fierce anger against the Lord's brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters, and us.
那在启示录我们看见。当这个龙的计划失败以后，他从天上被摔下来，他就更加的向妇人愤怒，而且并且与他其余的儿女征战。这其余的儿女就是我们的弟兄姐妹，也就是我们。
The Apostle Peter teaches in 1 Peter chapter 4, Do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you.But when you share the sufferings of Christ, rejoice.
彼得呢，在彼得前书第四章，他也告诉我们，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事。他另外说，他另外说，你们要欢喜，因为你们与基督一同受苦。
That's what Jesus said then at the end of the Beatitudes: Rejoice and be jubilant when you are persecuted.
这也是耶稣在八福的最后一福的地方说，你们也要欢喜快乐，因为你们受逼迫。
In 2 Timothy 3, Paul warns Timothy, all who will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
在提摩太后书第三章，保罗也警告提摩太，凡要我们要立志敬虔度日的，都会受逼迫。
Remember the words of Jesus, in this world you shall have tribulation.
主耶稣说，在世上你们有苦难。
Back to Revelation, chapter 6, seal judgment number 5, is a brief scene depicting martyred saints crying out to God for justice and being assured that it will come.
让我们再回到启示录第六章，我们在这里看见那个七印的审判。第五印的时候，我们看见了一个场景，就是一些那些殉道者的圣徒呢，他们在那里大声的呼喊求公义。这个时候主就对他们说，你们会得到公义的。
Revelation 6:9, When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been killed for the word of God and for the witness they had given. They cried out with a loud voice, O Lord God, holy and true, how long before you judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on the earth?It's a bloody scene.
在启示录第六章第九节，我们看见揭开第五印的时候，我看见在祭坛底下有为神的道并为做见证被杀之人的灵魂大声喊着说：“圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们流血的冤要到几时呢？”这时候我们看见是一个非常血腥的场面。
The book of Revelation is telling John's contemporary generation and every generation since then that persecution is going to continue until Jesus comes.
启示录呢，其实是告诉这个作者约翰他们同时代的人，而且这之后世世代代的基督徒，基督徒会遭逼迫，逼迫的事情会一直持续到主再回来。
And God is promising that He will bring justice.
但是神应许我们，他会带来公义的审判。
And He encourages us to be bold and faithful in testifying to the truth about Jesus, no matter how severe the near-term consequences.
而且他鼓励我们，要我们勇敢，要我们忠心的为主做见证，不管这个短期的结果会是多么的严重。
And there are numerous passages that describe how that there had been untold and unnamed numbers of brothers and sisters who'd paid with their lives for their faith in Jesus.
在圣经里，我们可以看见，其实还有许许多多他们的故事并没有记在圣经里，但是他们为着他们的信仰而受逼迫致死。
The Bible predicted persecution, it described persecution, and it's happening in our world today.
圣经它预言了 会有逼迫，而且他也描述了当时使徒们的逼迫，而且现在也仍然在发生在全世界各个基督徒的身上。
And whenever it happens, whenever any one member of the body of Messiah suffers, we all suffer with him.
但是当逼迫的事情发生的时候，当任何基督的身体受苦的时候，我们与他们一同受苦。
For the rest of our time this morning, I want to take us back to the book of Matthew, to a passage that's not commonly understood as relating to persecution. Matthew chapter 25.
今天早上剩下的时间呢，我要回到马太福音第25章，在这里呢，我要解释一下这一章章节的意思。
In Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 and following, we have the account commonly understood, thought of as the judgment of the sheep and goats.
在马太福音25章31到46节，在这里呢，我们一般都认为这个就是对山羊和绵羊的审判。
It's well known that the sheep were commended and the goats were condemned for their help or lack of help toward the likes of hungry and thirsty and so forth, who it turns out were either the Lord himself or his brothers.
在这里呢，我们都知道山羊呢，它就被定罪，绵羊就被审判。那他们被定罪和审判的事情呢，就是基于他们有没有帮助那些饥饿的、饥渴的，在他们困难的环境里面，因为后来发现。
I've heard it taught far more times than I can recall when Christians and churches talk about being charitable towards someone in a tough situation. They appeal to this passage as justification.
我不知道到底听过了多少次，但是基督徒呢，他们常常在或是在教会里面，他们在传讲基督徒应该要有爱心，应该帮助那些在困难中的弟兄姐妹，他们总是
It can be feeding the hungry or washing the feet of people hanging around in a public park. Maybe it's building a house for a family in Tijuana or digging a water well for people in Cambodia. I've heard someone quote from Matthew 25, "In as much as you've done it to the least of these, my brothers, you've done it unto me."
所以不管这些善行是什么，或者是我们为流浪汉煮饭，或是帮他们洗脚，或是到墨西哥为他们盖房子，或是在高棉为他们挖水井，但是我听见许多的时候，他们都用这一节来解释他们的善行，就说你凡你们坐在这弟兄中一个最小的，就是坐在我身上。Commendable
as these acts may be, that's not what this passage is talking about.
是的，或许这些善行都非常的可贵，值得称许，但是这圣经这一节的经文不是讲的这些。The
issue here is far more serious than feeding the hungry.
在这里呢，圣经讲的比光是去 帮助那些饥饿的人更严肃。
Follow with me.
让我们现在一起跟我来看。
These recipients of these acts of charity are described in verses 35 and 36 as hungry, thirsty, alone, naked, sick and weak, incarcerated or imprisoned.
因为在这里呢，这些接受善行的人呢，在35-36节被形容他们是饥是渴的，而且他们是赤身肉体，他们做客旅，而且他们还被下在监里。
But look especially at that last one, imprisoned.
让我们再看一看，尤其是最后一个，他们被下在监里。
Jesus said in verse 36 that he is the one that's imprisoned.
因为在36节呢，主耶稣说我在监里，所以表示说当耶稣是说我跟他们一起在监里。
And then again in verse 40, he says that his brothers were in prison.
在四十节呢，他又说，我的弟兄中，我的弟兄们在监里。
I ask you, why would Jesus be in prison?
让我来问问大家，为什么耶稣会被下在监里？
Did he ever commit a real crime?
是不是他犯了什么法？
Or is this about him being a victim of injustice?
还是他是那些不公义事情的牺牲者。
Who are these brothers that are in prison? Are they car thieves?
那些在监狱里的弟兄们到底是谁呢？ Are they 是那些偷车的犯人吗？
Are they drunken wife beaters?
而是那些酗酒殴打自己妻子的人吗？
Are they the likes of Charles Manson?
他们像 Charles Manson 这样子的超级杀人犯吗？
Or are they people who stood faithful to Jesus and were persecuted for that?
还是那些人为着他们对耶稣的信仰站住而被逼迫到底？
I have two concerns about the misuse of this passage.
对于我们误用这一段的圣经，我有两个考虑。
We are not giving as much attention as we should to the problem of persecution.
第一个就是我们对这些被逼迫的这些事情我们并没有非常的注意。
And sadly, we may be giving more attention than we should to quote-unquote helping people who too often are not truly needy.
而且呢，第二个就是我们很可能把我们的帮助用来帮助那些他们不是真正非常需要帮助的人。
And thus we run the risk of being more part of the problem than part of a solution.
当我们去帮助那些不是真正需要帮助的人呢，我们其实在把这个问题扩大，而不是帮助解决这个问题。
This passage is about helping Christians who are suffering because they have been and are being persecuted because they are Christians.
其实马太福音25章这一段经节呢，是在说我们应该去帮助那些因着他们的信仰。对基督的信仰而受逼迫的弟兄姐妹
They're being punished because they believe and say and do what Christians believe and say and do.
他们被惩罚，因为他们只是做和说基督徒应该做和说的事。
And in fact, more particularly, I'm convinced that this passage is teaching especially about the days just prior to Jesus' return.
而且我相信呢，这一段的经文呢，是在讲耶稣正快要回来之前所发生的事。
This entire Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapters 24 and 25, is really about the days just before Jesus' return.
因为马太福音24章、25章所谓的橄榄山宣言，是在讲耶稣基督刚刚正要回来之前所发生的事。
And as I understand it, Matthew is saying that in those days, there will be unprecedented persecution, especially of Jewish Christians, that Jesus here calls my brothers.
就着我的理解呢，马太是在这里讲，在耶稣快要回来之前，会有从来没有的大逼迫，而且那些逼迫是逼迫犹太人的基督徒。这就是为什么耶稣称他们为我的弟兄们。
And it's Gentiles then who will be the sheep or the goats that will either respond to a Holy Spirit prompting and rise to come to their aid or not.
而这里讲的外邦人呢，就是这些万国的民呢，就是指外邦人的基督徒，他们呢会不会起来帮助这些犹太的基督徒？
This Olivet Discourse is about Jesus coming to set up his kingdom.
那这个橄榄山宣言就是讲耶稣他会再回来，他会在这里立国。
And it's about who will get into his kingdom.
那到底谁会进入他的国度呢？
And that will be some, but not all Jews.
会有一些犹太人，但是并不是所有的犹太人。
And it will be some, but not all Gentiles.
也会有一些外邦人，但是不是所有的外邦人。
But those in prison in this passage must be persecuted saints.
所以呢，在这一段圣经里讲的那些在监里的人，一定是那些受逼迫的圣徒。
So then also all the other expressions, the hungry, the thirsty, all of these must refer to persecuted Christians.
那其他在讲那些饿了渴了的人，也是指着受逼迫的基督徒。
I find references to persecution in the book of Matthew in no less than 12 of his 28 chapters.
在马太福音一共有28章，在28章中有12章都讲到受逼迫。
I should like to walk you through those, but we won't take the time right now.
因为我现在没有时间，不然我们就可以一一的走过。
But the point is that we should not be surprised to find yet another passage about the problem of Christians being persecuted.
换句话说，我们很容易的就在马太福音里面找到许多基督徒受逼迫的经文。
I want to begin to wrap this up now.
现在我要来做结束。
Even though you and I do not see persecution up close in our little world, it is a serious issue.
虽然在我们所生活的小小的世界里面，我们没有看见逼迫就在眼前，但是逼迫的事情是在全世界发生。
Those who are being victimized are our brothers and sisters, and more than that, they are the Lord's brothers and sisters.
那些因受逼迫而受苦的人呢？他们是我们的弟兄姐妹，而且他们也是主的弟兄姐妹。
And for everyone that actually dies in his faith,There are those who survive, perhaps maimed, or having lost a loved one, and having to live with that.
那些经过受逼迫的人呢，他们常常受到很严重的迫害，或是他们身体受伤害，或是他们会失去许多的亲人。
In a sense, the dead are the lucky ones.
所以其实那些受苦而殉道的人，他们是比较有福的，
their troubles are
over.
Their troubles are over.
因为他们的受苦已经结束。
We have a solemn obligation to care.
但是我们呢，我们有义务要去关心他们。
If we want to be prepared for the work of the ministry, this aspect must not be overlooked.
如果我们说我们要成全圣徒，各尽其职，那么这一个部分我们不能忽视。
This is the Christian ministry.
因为这就是主呼召我们的基督徒的事工。
It is simply unchristian to be unconcerned.
如果我们不在乎，那么我们就不该称为是基督徒。
In Hebrews chapter 13, the author says, Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them. Remember those who are tortured as if you were suffering.
希伯来书十三章第三节说：“你们要纪念捆绑的人，好像与他们同受捆绑；也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。”
And Paul states what might be the obvious in 1 Corinthians 12:26: If one member of the body suffers, all the members suffer with it.
保罗在哥林多前书十二章，他也说到：“如果一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体。”
And speaking of stating the obvious, God allows persecution.
很明显的，我们看见神许可逼迫来到。
God could prevent it every time.
其实每一次呢，神都可以挡住、避免逼迫的事发生。
In fact, you're experiencing His protection every day, and you don't even realize it.
其实我们每一天都在经历神的保护，只是我们自己不知道。
But it seems to me that one of the purposes and the benefits of persecution is for us to experience a bond of unity as the body of Christ in a unique way.
我可以想象到受逼迫的一个目的和它的一个益处呢，就是我们可以经历一种特殊的合一在耶稣的肢体身上。
So let me leave you with three commands.
所以我现在呢，就希望给你们三个命令。
Learn.
第一个，我们要学习，要去知道。
There is very convenient, accessible information about persecution right there in your little device that connects to the internet.
现在在网上呢，我们可以很容易的就找到有关基督徒受逼迫的资讯。
I would recommend to you Open Doors USA, Persecution.com, Iran Alive Ministries.
这些就是Dr. Tuck 介绍我们要去看的网站。他们有许多基督徒受逼迫的资讯。
And you can find more.
我们还可以在网上找到更多。
You need to care.
我们必须要关心。
Acquaint yourself with persecution news and issues through these websites.
借着这些网站，让我们可以更多的了解这些基督徒受逼迫的消息和问题。
This is news we should care about.
这是我们所需要关心的新闻。
You don't need CNN news.
我们不需要这么的去看 CNN 的消息。
You need this news.
但是我们需要知道这上面的消息。
And as you search other websites, be discriminating.
但是当我们在网上搜寻的时候，我们必须要注意小心。
Inevitably, there are some out there who would corrupt the pure gospel and seduce well-meaning Christians like us to support what in fact are anti-Christian activities.
我们必须要小心，因为也有许多的网站呢，他们其实是要欺骗基督徒，而且要得到他们的那个帮助来做一些反基督的事。
Not all who claim to be working for the cause of the persecuted Christians are genuine.
并不是所有宣称他们是为主服事的机构都是正确真实的。
Second, pray.
第二个命令，我们要祷告。
Yes, pray that they will experience relief and even be delivered as Pastor Saeed from the prison in Iran.
是的，我们要为他们祷告，让他们可以的受苦可以得到缓解，甚至于释放，就好像在现在在伊朗，我们要为这个牧师沙伊祷告。
There's precedent for that kind of prayer in Philippians 1 and Acts 12.
在腓立比书第一章，还有在使徒行传第二章，我们都有看见如何为受逼迫的弟兄姐妹祷告的经文。
But more than that, pray especially that they will not lose their faith, but rather grow strong in faith.
但是更重要的是，我们要为这些正在受逼迫的弟兄姐妹们祷告，让他们不至于失了信心，他们的信心反倒得坚固。
That's how Jesus said he would pray for Peter in Luke 22:32. I pray that you will be strong.
这就是主耶稣他自己，他说他为彼得祷告，他就是祷告让他不至于失了信心，这是记载在路加福音22章。
And Paul also requested that the Christians in Ephesus, Ephesians 6, and those in Colossae, Colossians 4, would pray that he would be bold in his proclamation while he's there as a prisoner of Rome.
保罗他自己呢，在书信里面，他也要求在以弗所和在哥罗西的圣徒们为他祷告，因为当时呢，他被下在监里，他要求圣徒们为他祷告，让他勇敢。刚强，能够继续宣扬主的道。
I notice that very commonly, when we learn of some great natural disaster, a tsunami, a flood, hurricane somewhere, Christians are urging one another to pray for the victims.
我有注意到，当有一些天然的灾害发生的时候，不管是海啸、是水灾，或是飓风，基督徒们就会彼此的说，我们应该为那些受害的人祷告。
How much more should we be praying for victims of persecution?
那更何况我们更应该多多的为那些受逼迫的
This is the wrath of Satan against the Lord, against our brothers and sisters, against us. The Lord himself identifies with these victims, and so should we.
主耶稣他自己与所有基督徒受逼迫的基督徒认同，我们也当如此。
Learn, pray, aid.
所以我们要学习，我们要知道，另外呢，我们要祷告，再来我们要帮助他们。
If we're not in a position to act as a church, as the church in the book of Hebrews did, we can send money to agencies like Open Doors, Voice of the Martyrs, and so forth.
如果我们没有办法像在希伯来书十三章那里讲的教会应该做的事，至少我们可以用我们的财力来帮助这些像 Open Doors, Voice of the Martyr, 还有 Iran Alive 这些机构。
That's what Paul is describing in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. That's what Paul is describing in Philippians chapter 4 when he thanks the church for their gift of support to him.
这就是保罗在哥林多后书第八章和第九节，第八章第九章，还有在腓立比书第四章，保罗在那里感谢教会们的帮助。
Those were generous monetary gifts to a persecuted Christian.
这里讲到教会的帮助呢，是教会很慷慨的帮助。
But some may actually go to be with these persecuted people and render tangible physical aid.
但是有一些呢，他们甚至于就亲身的到他那里，到他们那里帮助他们。
This too is shown in Hebrews chapter 10, Matthew 25, and Philippians 2.
我们在希伯来书第十章、马太福音二十五章，还有腓立比书第二章，我们就看见有些人他就亲身的到受逼迫的基督徒那边来帮助他们。
The words of Jesus are blessed are the persecuted. Blessed are you when you are persecuted.
主耶稣他自己的话就说，那些受逼迫、为义受逼迫的人有福了。
As evil as it is, and as much as we should pray and act for the strengthening and the deliverance of persecuted Christians, persecution itself is not a curse.
或许我们看起来这是一件邪恶的事情，而且我们必须要祷告，我们必须要祷告来坚固他们，帮助他们，使他们能够受释放。但是逼迫不是一个咒诅。
To the contrary, blessed are the persecuted.
就像主耶稣说，为义受逼迫的人有福了，所以那不是一个咒诅。
Yes, it is evil.
是的，逼迫本身是邪恶的。
But our God turns even this evil into good.
但是我们的神能够把这样子的邪恶把它转成祝福。
Praise His glorious name.
我们要称颂他可称赞美的名。
Pray with me, dear God in heaven.
让我们一起来祷告。我们在天上的主，我们在天上的父。
As we celebrate our great Savior,
当我们在这里赞美我们的救主,
we celebrate one who was faithful through persecution.
我们所称颂的主, 他至死, 在受逼迫的时候忠心至死。
We pray for our brothers and sisters, your loved ones, who are suffering miserably today, right now.
我们也为我们的弟兄姐妹们也是你的弟兄姐妹们，他们目前是在受极大的逼迫中，我们为他们祷告。
Would you give relief from your bountiful mercy?
主啊，照着你丰盛的怜悯，求你帮助他们。
Would you bring justice to set these free and to punish the real perpetrators?
主啊，你可不可以照着你的公义，你来释放他们？而真的是惩罚那些该惩罚的人。
Would you make these who are suffering strong in their faith, not weaker?
主啊，那些受逼迫而受苦的弟兄姐妹，你可不可以让他们的信心增长，而不是软弱？
Would you raise up voices and hands of encouragement and support?
主啊，你是不是可以兴起一些的声音，还有兴起的一些的帮助，一些 在经济上的帮助。
And prompt us, O Heavenly Father, as to how we can meaningfully participate in the fellowship of the suffering.
主啊，你也可以教导我们，在圣灵里教导我们如何与这些受苦的人同受苦。
And through this, may glory rise to our great Savior Jesus.
借着这一切，让所有的荣耀都归给我们的救主耶稣基督。
In His name we pray. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。